Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Despite some last-minute back and forth, the $93 billion, 86 billion euro bailout deal for Greece appears to be a go.
The latest hurdle was approval from the German parliament, which in the end voted yes by a huge margin. This will be the third bailout for Greece, and it comes with less than 24 hours to go before Greece has to make a payment to the European Central Bank to avoid default. The aid package is still subject to the approval of Eurozone finance ministers, but that is seen as all but certain. Joining us is Max Hoffmann, Brussels bureau chief for Deutsche Welle. Max, good to have you back, and tell us what's in the package.
Well, it's a very complex document. I have it in front of me, actually. And it says, first of all, and that's the most important thing, it goes up to 86 billion euros. That doesn't mean that the European countries or the members of the Eurozone are actually going to pay that amount of money. Some of them are still hoping that the IMF will be part of it or that Greece will be able to have some funds through the privatization program that they're trying to set up with a trust fund. But basically what it is, it's a very complex document that details what kind of reforms Greece has to enable to get the money. They're not going to get the money all at the same time. It's going to be in tranches, meaning that for now they're going to get, I believe it's 13 billion euros, and then they'll get more money in fall, but only if they've enacted the reform. So it's really a huge document that lays out how the Greek reform process is going to be monitored.
And some of the money that they're getting right now, they're going to have to just turn around tomorrow and pay back to the European Central Bank.
You're right. Not only the European Central Bank, but also the IMF. So if you're cynical, you could say that the members of the Eurozone are lending Greece money so Greece can pay them back.
Yeah. Well, how much risk do the members of the Eurozone, do these politicians in Germany or any other country take when they sign on to a bailout like this, a bailout that is very unpopular in many European countries?
Right, and especially in Germany, it's very unpopular, and it's obviously a huge amount of money. There's just no two ways about this, so there is a risk involved, especially because we've been here before. This is the third bailout program or third bailout package, and by any standards, the first two really didn't work that well, although Wolfgang Schäuble, who's the German finance minister, argues that a year ago, actually, the Greek economy was doing a lot better. And had they stuck to their guns, they would be out of the woods in a couple of years. And what happened with the new government in Greece just derailed all that. You can argue that. You can say he's right to some extent or he's wrong. But the point of the matter is that, and that's what the IMF, by the way, is saying, is that Greece will probably have 200% debt of its GDP measure to its GDP, which is just huge and not sustainable. So even if they follow this program by the letter, most experts here in Brussels think that it's just not going to be enough to really save Greece from this situation.
That Greece could indeed leave the Eurozone at some point?
Well, we don't know if that's going to happen. That the immediate danger of that is probably pretty low. Although if they don't enact their reforms and then they don't get the next tranche of money, then we have the same problem again. But it seems like the Greek Prime Minister Tsipras is quite determined to follow through now. Although, you always have to see that there is a very unstable political situation in Greece, and they might have elections this fall, and you don't know what's going to happen after that. And some think it's just kicking the can down the road. So this program is for 3 years, and after 3 years, if Greece is not doing any better, we'll just have the whole discussion all over again.
But do you expect that we will be having that discussion with different people in the leadership roles? Do you think at some point that the voters in these countries, Greece, obviously, as you said, there's some trouble there for Tsipras, but also the other countries in Europe, are the voters going to finally say enough is enough, we're getting rid of these leaders and we're going to put new people in?
The situation is different in every country. Don't forget, we have 28 countries in the European Union and we have 19 countries in the Eurozone. So you can't really say that in general. But there is a growing sense in Europe, you could say that the EU is doing more harm, actually, than it's doing good. And the euro is a currency that's not bringing people together, but actually drawing them apart. And I mean, there's a case to be made for that. And we all know that the euro as it is now is flawed. So you could say maybe the politicians are just really trying to kick the can down the road to a point where they no longer will be in charge, because for now you have people that are in charge, at least in some countries, who enacted the euro the way it is. For example, Wolfgang Schäuble, the German finance minister, he's been around for a long time. Yeah. Then you have Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, who, you know, was responsible for many decisions that led to the situation we are in now. So for those two just to stand there and say, okay, what we did the last years was just completely wrong, no politician is going to do that.
That's Max Hoffmann, the Brussels bureau chief for the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle. Max, thank you.
You're welcome.